Welcome to Functional Health Radio on this station and also streaming on NorthIdahoRadio.com. I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness trainer and I own a gym here in town called The Shed. And I'm here with Jill Kahn. And Jill is a marriage and family therapist and she practices in Sandpoint. And it's been a while, Jill.
I know. I missed you.
I missed you too. It was funny. We were putting together ideas for the show today and we completely changed directions and went
this morning.
Yes.
Yes.
So we're talking about love today.
Yes.
And it's going to be a positive show and hopefully helpful. Some of the topics we've probably skimmed over before, but there's no better month to do it.
I know.
How was your Valentine's Day?
We just got back We had such a great time. So as you know, a year ago, we both had cancer.
Yeah.
And Alex got his second clear PET scan a week ago. And we just felt like, let's celebrate.
Yeah.
So we did errands on the way down to Spokane. And then we checked in early to the Montvale and popped a bottle of champagne in front of the – they have a wonderful fireplace there. It's so romantic.
I saw some pictures. It looked beautiful.
It's beautiful and romantic. And then we were able to walk to Churchill's and had a fabulous dinner and walked home, which is – it's just – it was very romantic.
Yeah, and I bet it felt like you were far away, too.
Yes.
It's just Spokane.
I know. Yeah. And then we got up this morning and we went to Rocket Bakery, which is fabulous.
Yeah.
So wonderful food. And the other thing that Alex and I do that I cherish is I read to him aloud when we drive.
Oh,
and we're reading this novel that it's about love. Just touched my heart. And we were talking about that. So I really embrace the idea that let's talk about love because time is short. We don't know. And that's really what matters.
Today we're going to talk about 15 relationship tips from people who've been together for over 15 years. So I'm sure you'll have some. And then three immediate steps to take when you feel emotionally far away from your partner. And I thought that was – you posted this on Facebook yesterday. And I really liked that we're talking about it because it's common, I'm sure.
Yes.
And very correctable and important to address it.
Yes.
Yeah. And then also some non-commercial ways to celebrate Valentine's Day or honestly any special day together. Yeah.
Yes.
Cool. Awesome. So you were in Spokane. What else is going on? How's your family?
Well, the other thing that I want to say all about this idea of connection is that we had the incredible privilege to all of my three children, the two new in-laws, my husband and me, all seven of us, spent a week together at all-inclusives in Mexico.
I was very jealous.
Oh, my gosh. We had such a good time. And I feel very privileged that we could get the time off and had the resources to be able to do it because it's a rare opportunity.
Right.
It's unusual to do that. But what was so cool, Jen, was the second place we went to, we had access to 8 adventure parks.
Oh, wow.
So we did 7 zip lines at nighttime.
Wow.
7 serious zip lines through burning fire water. We climbed up and we did water slides and we did aerial zip lines. We did river rafting. We did speed boats. We did snorkeling. We did cliff jumping. We did all these wonderful adventures together and laughed. And
so great.
Oh my gosh. So there's nothing more important than connecting with people you love.
For sure.
It's precious. And I think we can't talk about it enough in a world that I think is becoming increasingly disconnected through. I mean, technology connects us in one way, but it really disconnects us in another.
Yeah.
So we didn't use technology except for our phones for pictures. And even that in the parks, my daughter had set it up. She said, Mom, I don't want you worrying about pictures. So she bought me a package.
Oh my gosh.
And so throughout the park, they would take pictures. So you didn't even have to think about it.
Well, she really knows you.
She knows me well.
That's great.
So and nobody had to take the pictures. We could all stand in front of the camera.
That's so great.
It was so cool.
Oh, nice.
How about you?
Well, love is in the air in my family because Helen is engaged.
I saw that.
Yeah, so we're pretty excited. We knew it was coming because her fiancé, Chris, met with us and asked for our blessing. And so that was a hilarious episode of poor Chris sitting across from Jeff, the grizzly bear. So, and I was trying to like, I was probably overly excited and nice trying to make up for the dad making sure that this was going to be done. This was going to be, but it was a great experience and we're excited. We're going to wait. It'll be in 2024 in the fall at our home and
nice.
Small and my mom's already planting flowers and so it's going to be a family event and Jesse's the maid of honor. So it's a big, big deal in our family. And then we got a puppy. Just to add to the mix.
Whoa! What kind did you get?
We have a Newfoundland.
Oh, Newfie.
Yeah, Ziggy, the Newfie. And Ziggy is 14 weeks old. So we spent Valentine's Day. Ziggy has an upset stomach. So we were doing what parents of a puppy
pickup duty.
We had pickup duty all night. So we had bonding, but we were laughing about it. You know, it's exhausting.
Yes, it is exhausting.
But, you know, with, you know, we've been married five years, and it's neat that our marriage has developed where we can kind of maneuver through these things. We didn't have young children together, so we have puppies.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, well, you take the shift and I'll take the shift.
Yeah.
And when I could tell Jeff was exhausted last night, it was rough. So I'm like, well, I don't work today. I'm going to make you a big breakfast before you go off to work so I can try to get you going again. So it's fun. It's but he's Newfoundland's. Are just the sweetest breeds. You know, they're just a big jello ball.
Yeah.
So,
oh, cute.
Yeah. He's already 50 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. We think about he'll get to about 160.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Big boy.
Big.
Yeah. Wow. Well, all right. So that's what's happening. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about love and some tips from people who've been together for over 15 years. You're listening to Functional Health Radio.
Selkirk's Pondere Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. Hop on the spot stop nearest you. Hours are 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. with 40 stops 7 days per week serving Dover, Sandpoint, Kootenai, and Pondere. The map, schedule, and live bus tracking is available at spotbus.org. They are following FDA cleaning guidelines, keeping spot passengers and drivers safe. Again, visit spotbus.org to see spot schedules, map, and bus tracker. Selkirk's Pondere Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. See you on spot.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new play.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
It's time now for the pet case of the day.
Hi, this is Dr. Dawn Mara from North Idaho Animal Hospital. Cindy worked at home sewing for a local thread shop, clothes for special clients who recognized her art and skills. And Woody, her 8-month-old golden retriever, was always by her side. He played with the thread and snuffled in the cloth fabrics. Yesterday, Woody stopped eating. He vomited twice, laid on the rug, and just wouldn't move. What's your diagnosis? Cindy brought Woody into North Idaho Animal Hospital. We took x-rays of the stomach, and guess what? 3 sewing needles were visible in his stomach. No wonder he didn't want to eat. Why do dogs do such things? No one really knows, but it keeps us veterinarians busy. We surgically open the stomach and remove the needles, along with a wooden spool. All puppies want to put things in their mouths. Just don't let them swallow them. Woody and Cindy won't let this happen again.
For other interesting cases, visit their website at idahovet.com.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All you need is love. All you need is love.
This is Functional Health Radio, and we're talking about love today and how important it is.
Yes.
And not to waste any moments with your partners or your family, so the whole gamut. But today, the first topic is the 15 tips from people that have been together for over 15 years.
So these are really good suggestions. And the first one is something you and I were just talking about during the break, which is making sure that you stay open-minded mm-hmm. about your sex life.
Yeah.
Right? And what I find is that so often in couples, they either stop being intimate with one another or it becomes really routine. Mm-hmm. And that's an important part of a relationship. So I think the importance is talking about it.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Wherever you are, being able to have an open discussion
yes.
without judgment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. So be honest mm-hmm. without being hurtful.
Yeah.
I think you have to be careful
Absolutely.
About how you say it. Be ginger, have a filter. But it's really important to say what you feel and what you want and to continue to be curious and open. So making sure that there's equality. And I think this is true in a lot of relationships is that giving equal time to one another, making sure you talk about that. And what happens at 25 isn't what happens at 50.
Right.
And it isn't what happens at 70.
Yeah.
So that your intimate relationship also needs to evolve mm-hmm. and be open to what's changing. So I like the fact that this woman said that her husband had done a lot of investigating about techniques
uh-huh.
and surprised her, and that was delightful. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that I think is super important is that you never, ever criticize each other's bodies.
Oh, yeah. Huge.
That's huge. And conversely, saying how much you appreciate and love
yeah.
your partner's body is so important. Mm-hmm. So that element of never shaming, but instead feeling cherished and loved
yeah.
by the other person is so important. So, making sure that you're communicating about sex and staying open to it, evolving and growing, and being present
right.
both verbally and emotionally, as well as physically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's an important one. The second one is to carve out time for just the two of you.
Yeah.
So that's something that we try to do is it doesn't have to be a big fancy date. Sometimes it's going to Costco together.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. Well, or the weekly, like we try to do a date night or we do a date lunch.
I love it.
And so like today is our day.
Yes.
Because I don't go into work on Wednesdays. And so, yeah, we're actually going to go have our date lunch.
Nice.
But it's really nice the time to just sit there, connect, share it. We share a meal each time. So
mm-hmm.
what are we going to order today to split?
And, yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
Well, the hot tub is such an important ritual for us. We love getting into the hot tub, especially on a weekend, late afternoon on the weekend. Mm-hmm. We can spend a long time in there. We can enjoy the light.
Yeah.
And some of our best conversations happen in the hot tub.
Sure.
So it can be doing errands. You can have fun going to Costco together. Taking a walk is one of our favorite things that we do. Mm-hmm. The hot tub. So it's turning off.
It's like we're reading each other's mind today. I'm looking at you, turning off everything else around.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And turning toward each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because those computers are, they just suck you in.
Mm-hmm.
But I also believe that getting out in nature
mm-hmm.
together, like we've been skiing together. I'm back on the hill after my injury and we love to ski together. So whatever it is that you that you do, whether it's something small like going to the market or walking the dogs, an adventure you like, making that time special and turn off those.
Yeah, don't take the phone. It's
no.
Fine.
Do not take the phone.
Yeah, nothing's going to happen.
Yeah. Too often I go out to restaurants and people are in their phones.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And then we've talked about it before, too, all the TVs in restaurants.
Yes.
And so it's important to kind of, where we sit, it's kind of hard to even look because you're tempted.
Right.
So positioning ourselves in a place where it hurts our necks to even try to look,
yes,
is a good play.
I agree. That's really important. And to know which restaurants don't have,
exactly,
televisions, but yeah, positioning if there is one. So, so also learning each other's love languages, I think, is really important. Talking about what matters to you, what you need, what you want, and little acts of love, right? If you know what your partner's love language is, to address that,
mm-hmm,
that is really important.
For sure.
That somebody, like, words of affirmation, I'm not so good at, but Alex will say these just wonderfully sweet things, and it touches my heart and in such a wonderful way. And touching.
Yeah.
Even holding hands. Yeah. That's important to do that, even if you're watching TV. So this thing about saying I love you is also important, because it's when you do it, mm-hmm, and how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of the time saying I love you is when we're hanging up with the phone or walking out the door.
Right.
Yeah. Doesn't mean much.
Right.
But choosing those moments just out of the blue, like we were sitting in front of the fire yesterday and he said, I just have been thinking about how much I really love you. And when we talked about what has it been like this last year when we both were feeling sort of fragile and vulnerable, and how much more we understand
it,
what we
have
mean.
Kind of, I mean, you are always very connected couple in my eyes, but when you go through something like that, it must really, if you take the time to observe, it must really shift things.
It did.
And makes it very clear.
Yeah. Yeah. That throughout this last year, it's like, I can't imagine my life without you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know at some point something,
sure,
will happen, but cherishing it,
mm-hmm,
and communicating that on a regular basis, right? Not just feeling it, but that's the part that I think happens a lot. My husband used to say, I think about how much I love you all the time. I just forget to tell you.
Yeah. And I think it's to me, that is part of intimacy too. You know, when you take the time to do that, or just holding each other is almost as equally important as the sexual relationship.
Yes.
You know, it can be anything like that,
yes,
that keeps you connected on that level.
And I love what you said, Jen, because sexuality is great, but it changes as we get older.
For sure.
And just holding each other, snuggling, that affection, and a lot of couples talk about this. It's not all about sex.
Right.
Affection is what we all want.
Absolutely.
And making sure that we find ways to show affection to our partner on a regular basis and tell them why we appreciate them,
mm-hmm,
what we love about them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
That's really important. So here's another tip. Avoid arguments that turn into screaming matches.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So conflict is inevitable, right? This is what we talk about in the Gottman method. You're going to have conflicts.
Yeah.
But learning how to have conflicts that are both safe and respectful is so important. So trying not to raise your voice,
mm-hmm,
but more importantly, never saying anything unkind.
Yeah.
You can't take those words back. And sometimes they're seared into your memory if something cruel is said.
Mm-hmm.
So really using a filter, because otherwise you lose trust,
right,
in the relationship. So arguing with respect is important in order to keep that trust,
right,
to know that your partner won't hurt you.
Yeah, and maybe in your notes, but we also talk about if you're getting in an argument and there's been alcohol involved,
yes,
or not enough sleep or anything that's going to make it easier to unfilter yourself
yes.
and say something that might be hurtful, it's best to just take a time out.
Yeah.
Pick a different time to yeah. table it. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't do it. And take a time out in a way that is connected, right?
Like, right.
And you can't just say, I'm out of here, I'm done, or
yeah, exactly.
that makes your partner feel abandoned.
Yeah.
But because I care about a relationship, I'm choosing to take a time out yeah. so we don't end up saying something we regret.
It's critical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll continue this discussion. Good stuff, Jill. All right. This is Functional Health Radio.
Feeling under the weather? Cold and flu season is here. At Sandpoint Superdrug, their nutrition center is fully stocked with the vitamins and supplements you need. Stop in today and keep your health on track. Also, check out their hardware department for your winter maintenance. They have traction sand, snow shovels, and ice melt to easy heat products that can help keep your surroundings safe. Happy New Year from Sandpoint Superdrug on Fifth Avenue, serving Sandpoint for over 40 years.
Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Bruce Vogel and this is Pet Talk. We have touched on this subject in the past, but it's always worth repeating. That subject is your pet's healthcare. Be prepared when considering adding a pet to your household. The costs to consider are food, grooming, and healthcare. Always consider putting money aside in a savings account to cover the yearly expenses for wellness checks and vaccinations. Also have extra money put aside for those emergencies that pop up. Veterinarians often get called by pet owners in a panic because their pet is sick or injured and they are not financially prepared. The veterinarian is a small business owner and is often unable to extend credit as a bank or loan office may do. So as painful as it may be, the veterinarian may have to turn the person away. So remember, always be prepared for your pet's health care by putting small amounts of money aside each month for those trips to the vet with your four-legged family member. This has been Pet Talk, and I'm Dr. Bruce Vogel wishing you and your pets a great day.
Let me guess. Unknown caller? You could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection. The latest innovation from Discover will help regularly remove your personal info, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And we'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
KSPT 1400. KBFI 1450. North Idaho's radio.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
All right. Welcome back to Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness trainer, and I own a gym called The Shed in Sandpoint. And I'm here with Jill Kahn. And Jill is a marriage and family therapist and has a practice in Sandpoint. And we're talking about love. She's got some great advice from people who have been together over 15 years and some important topics, and it's nice to even review it.
Yes. Yes, we all have to be reminded about the importance of putting effort into a relationship,
yeah.
which we'll get into yeah. more later. But this is part of it, too. The next one is put regular sex date on the calendar.
Oh,
I'm encouraging this more and more, especially people who have kids,
mm-hmm.
because they're tired, they're busy, and it becomes a low priority.
Sure.
And I do believe that it's important to figure out when you can do it and schedule it.
Yeah.
Because if you just – and I love it the way that Emily Nagoski says it. She says, just take off your clothes and get in bed and see what happens. And it's very cute, yeah, right? The way she talks about it. But, you know, we have to make space for it. Mm-hmm. So scheduling that date. And it doesn't mean that you – but sometimes it's just being affectionate and snuggling. Sometimes it doesn't have to lead to an orgasm, right? It might just be that it's enjoying each other's company. Mm-hmm. So, that's really important. And then the other thing is really again, paying attention to what happens to our bodies as we age and talking to your doctor if you need to, researching on the internet, finding products that make up for some of the deficits that occur as we get older. But making sure that we can have good connection with each other.
Great.
So this is an important one too. Delegate or share household tasks.
Hallelujah.
I love the research that Gottman found is that men who are more engaged in helping around the house have better sex lives.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Jeff is the clean freak in our family, and he is an amazing – I mean, he does so much more than – I mean, I'll do. He does more than I do, for sure, around the house.
And Alex,
I'm
too.
I'm so grateful. Yeah. I mean, I cook, and I do all of that, but yeah, he's a cleaner.
Yeah. Well, Alex is that way too. And he does the laundry. He does all the vacuuming. So this is the other thing that I love in this piece. Be honest about what you like doing and don't like doing. Like for me, I hate washing pots and pans.
Oh yeah.
He doesn't mind it. So he
Isn't
does
that beautiful.
I know. I love that. And so I love to cook. Uh-huh. So I usually do most of the cooking. He'll help me with the meat. But and the kids are great about this too. If they come over for dinner, they clean up. So not taking on this lion's share and being resentful, which is what I think a lot of women do.
For sure.
Is they over-function and then are resentful. But, you know, we've got this really nice balance of who does what. And if you build the system around what your preferences and strengths are, then it's a win-win for everybody. Yeah. Then you're not arguing about who needs to clean the toilet.
Right. Yeah. No, I agree. I think it's so easy to do too. You know, just it's a different day and age. We're all working. We're all busy. Just split it up.
Yeah. But especially based on preferences and strengths.
Yep.
Right? I mean, I think that's important is to say, okay, I don't mind doing this. Mm-hmm. So I'll take that on, and I hate doing this. Will you do this?
Exactly.
Yeah. And then find ways to make each other feel appreciated. So it was so cute. I opened the car door yesterday as we were going, and there was a red rose on my seat.
Aw.
And I just thought, oh.
So sweet.
It was really sweet. So I just think that telling your partner what it is you love and making sure that you communicate to them, mm-hmm. How much you appreciate them.
Yeah. I think it's easy to get caught up in our daily lives and forget that the most important part of it is your partner.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
Taking the time to be grateful.
And prioritize them.
Exactly.
Which is what we'll talk about in the next piece. But, and then realize that choosing love is like a muscle that gets stronger over time, mm-hmm. making that choice. So by continuously deciding to choose your partner as is, mm-hmm. right? Not trying to change them and make them something exactly. different, mm-hmm. because who feels safe when our partner's trying to change us, right?
Right.
That doesn't feel safe. So love them as is. And when you just commit and make that decision, it means that you can focus on what's right in your relationship instead of what's wrong, which is what we need, right?
Yeah.
And I think when you have an experience of seeing how tenuous someone's place in your life is, right, mm-hmm. then the little things don't matter so much. And instead you can say, there's so many things I love about you.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Focusing on that.
It's not all the socks on the side of the bed.
Yes. Yes. this is something that's really big. Do what you love and let your partner do what they love too.
Yes.
A relationship that I know, I think the wife was very threatened about the husband's interests and pursuits and really restricted him from doing that. And it took a huge toll on him.
I'm sure.
Yeah. We all have our passions. And so, you know, my husband wants to ski every day. I always encourage him to do that. I'm not going to go skiing in the fog anymore. No. If he wants to, that's fine.
Yep.
You go have at it, sweetheart. Have a good time.
Yeah.
But, and then when I can, we ski together and we have a great time. But really encouraging our partners to do what brings
that's
them joy.
When we go back, that kind of goes back to what you were just talking about. If you, that's what, who they, it defines them.
Yes.
It's who they are, who you fell in love with.
Yes.
All those pieces. And so I think it's, if we start getting mad because they're pursuing those things, that is changing them.
Yeah. And what we do when we love someone is we honor their dreams and we support them in doing the things that make them happy.
Yeah.
So I think that's really, really important. And when we come back after those different adventures, you know, I used to travel quite a bit for work, and Alex was so great about letting me go do what I needed to do. Mm-hmm. And then we come back, we have lots to talk about. There's stimulation when we don't do everything together.
Exactly.
Yeah. So having individual pursuits that keeps our relationship kind of interesting and stimulating. Yeah. So the other thing that is aside in this, which is, if you ask your partner to do something, right, sharing responsibilities, don't criticize it.
Very good.
Right?
Yes.
Because if you ask them to do something and then they say it's not done right, why would you keep doing it?
Right.
So I love this. Micromanaging is not sexy.
No.
It isn't. So remembering that. So if your partner does it differently than you would do it, we fold our clothes differently.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, they're not, it's not a parent-child relationship.
No.
You're an
it
equal.
Isn't.
Yeah. You get to do your own, it your way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially as we're older, right?
Yeah.
So learn to be flexible and know when to step up. So in a partnership, you need to know, sometimes you need to reverse roles. You need to have the sensitivity to know when your partner really needs you. So, yeah, when one of us is particularly vulnerable, and we went through this last year, there were some times when Alex just couldn't do anything. And I knew I had to step up. I was the one who had to go get the wood and start the fire and do things that I don't normally do, but he just didn't have the capacity to do it at that time. So we really have to have that awareness that when our partner is vulnerable or weak, we have to step up and kind of be there for them.
And how did that make you feel? Because for me, I always, like, I want to do that. And
yeah.
It makes me feel like this is a way, maybe it's my love language is to help people.
Service.
Probably.
Yeah, it's of yeah. service.
So
yes.
For me, when I need to help Jeff, I really enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, it makes you feel good that yeah. you can be there for your partner.
Yeah, because he does so much for me. So these are, when those opportunities come up, it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me do this.
Or if somebody has surgery and, you know, all sorts of ways that we can show up for each other and be supportive.
Mm-hmm.
And here's another one. Realize that sometimes it's okay to go to bed angry. We talked about this once before, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you've been drinking alcohol or you're exhausted, you might not be able to resolve a conflict.
Yeah.
Now, for me, the way that we do it is we let our partner know that we're still there. And my, if I'm still angry at my husband when we go to bed, I reach out with my foot and rub his leg.
Yep.
And that's a repair.
Yeah. Yeah. I grab Jeff's arm.
Yeah.
And just, we're all fine.
Yes.
We're just waiting.
Yeah. We'll take care of this in the morning when
get
we're in
your
a better
cup
space.
Ready. Yeah.
Yes. So we need that.
Yeah.
And communication is the key, mm-hmm. right? So especially respectful communication. It creates a sense of safety, which really fundamentally sustains our relationship. Because respect and trust are as important, if not more, than love.
Mm-hmm.
We need that sense of safety.
Yeah.
So, you know, practicing being supportive and empathetic and really listen to each other.
Yes.
Being curious about your partner's world. So that way of being communicative, I think, is what really sustains. When you see couples who are old and just really, you can feel the connection between the two of them. Clearly, they've been communicating kindly and lovingly their entire relationship.
With lots of listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Well, let's take another break. And when we come back, let's talk about maybe some steps you can take when you're far away from your partner emotionally.
Yes.
All right. This is Functional Health Radio.
Are you ready for a newer, nicer car?
Yeah, I think everyone would agree.
Then run the right play. Head downtown to Riverside Auto Center in Bonner's Ferry, serving Bonner and Boundary County for years. The deals are downtown at Riverside Auto Center, proud supporter of the Bonner's Ferry Badgers. Don't delay. Make the play on our ever-changing inventory today. See it now at RiversideAutoCenter.com. That's RiversideAutoCenter.com.
It's February and love is in the air, and TYM tractors are the hottest love story in North Idaho. Stop by Jordan Sales and Service, home of I Love My Tractor, and get love struck with your new TYM tractor. Right now, Jordan's has them priced during their Love of Your Life TYM tractor sale. This sale won't last forever, so see them in February before it's gone. Jordan Sales and Service, home of the I Love My Tractor and Post Falls at 715 North Pleasant View Way or online at jordansales.com.
The Habitat for Humanity's very own ReStore in Sandpoint has been a long-time go-to source for new and used building supplies, furniture, appliances, electrical, plumbing, windows, doors, and so much more. Everything you need for all your home building and remodeling projects. Prices are 50% lower or more than most retail outlets. Stop by the ReStore in Sandpoint on Baldy Park Drive next to Miller's Country Store. Visit them at iphfh.org.
Come join us at Sandpoint's 50th Winter Carnival. 10 full days of fun from February 17th through the 26th from 1st Avenue to Schweitzer, including the Parade of Lights, sponsored by Ting Internet, a parade after party hosted by Pondere Winery, Let It Glow fireworks at Schweitzer, great shopping and sales downtown, a variety of live music throughout town, amazing skiing ending with the infamous Canine Keg Hole, and so much more. Stay in Sandpoint and come visit scenic Idaho. Information online at visitsandpoint.com.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now they're SkyRizi. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
Hey, good music today, Pat. Welcome back to Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Barden. I am a trainer, and I own a gym in town called The Shed, and I'm here with Jill Kahn, and Jill is a marriage and family therapist, and she practices in Sandpoint. And we're talking love today. Jill shared some tips, and then now we're going to talk about some steps to take when you feel emotionally far away from your partner.
So this is such a common phenomenon, right? There are vicissitudes in a relationship, and times when we feel close and times when we feel more disconnected, but it's so important to pay attention and not to go on autopilot, right?
Yeah. That's kind of where you run into over time. That's when a marriage can kind of split.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So the first suggestion is that you make a conscious effort to fully commit. So I think many people question if they still want to be with their partner. That comes up periodically. You love this person, but the romance is gone, and the passion that you felt dissipates, and people miss that. Mm-hmm. So maybe there's overt fighting, or maybe there isn't any fighting, but there's just a lot of tension. But those are not things that we need to just let go and ignore. And sometimes it's just a matter of it doesn't feel like we're having fun anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So it takes real intentional work to reconnect.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes couples wonder, is it going to be worth it? So for this one woman, she described the thought of him – so she was really questioning her relationship. But the thought of him with another woman really kept her on track.
Oh.
So she made a conscious decision to lean into their relationship to try to reconnect with him. And she knew that the idea of him being with someone else made her feel really horrible and that that was a wake-up call for her. So she made that conscious choice. So if you want to reconnect with your partner to get your marriage back on task, the first thing you need to do is to say, I'm going to do the work needed mm-hmm. to make this happen. And there are conscious ways that you have to do it, right? The tips that we talked about earlier, making time and space, making sure that you talk, and making the commitment first of all, and then saying, okay, what do I need to do? So the second,
like you would do with anything,
yes,
like a goal, like a fitness goal or anything
yes.
like that, you have to outline your intentions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, because I think so often people think that relationships can just go on autopilot.
Right.
You know, you get married and,
right.
But it takes work.
Yeah.
And you have to pay attention.
Yeah.
So the other thing is you have to change your priorities mm-hmm. because so often in relationship, the kids become the priority.
Mm-hmm.
And while kids are important, if you do not make your spouse a priority and your relationship falls apart, you're harming your kids.
Yes.
So I always say, tell your kids that, yes, when we go on dates and we do things together, we're doing this. This is in your best interest.
Yeah. And when you're in, I mean, I think it's in the same goes for when you're in your second marriage. If you have children, it makes it even more difficult because you have all those weird dynamics, and I'm speaking from experience. And so, but it's that marriage that whether it's your first or second is just as important.
Oh, yes.
So communication is the key with the children. You know, I love you, but he is, you know, my partner. And
yes.
And making that and showing your husband, I am committed to this.
Yes. Yeah. So we talk about the couple bubble, right?
Yeah.
And that you are the primary in this couple bubble and that anything outside of that is the thirds. Kids are thirds, especially ones that are from
and
a different marriage.
Dogs.
Our third, you're absolutely right. Because some people say, you like the dog better than me.
I hear it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So that, and in-laws, right? Your family of origin, you oftentimes moms are competing for their son's attention and time. It could be work, friends, workouts.
Yeah.
All those kinds of things, right?
Absolutely.
But your partner needs to know that they come first.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll never forget when the day I got my diagnosis, I was kind of floored, and my husband was up skiing, and he didn't come home for a long time, and I'm thinking, where the heck is he?
Yeah.
And he said, well, you know, my friend I was skiing with fell, and, you know, he had to be taken care of, and I said, I'm sorry. I think somebody would have taken care of him.
Yeah.
I felt abandoned
yeah.
in a time where I was really triggered because my parents both had cancer and all these issues. And it was hard for him to hear that, but we spent time talking through it and he was able to really get it
yeah.
and apologize and say, I feel really bad.
That must have been a really tough discussion because you already had all the emotions of your diagnosis
yes.
in that.
Yes.
And then to not.
Like, to where were you?
Keep it calm.
Yeah. Without. And I did not necessarily keep it calm. There were a lot of tears, let's just say.
Sure.
But we got through it, right?
Yeah.
And the most important thing is that in our relationships, we keep talking about the fact that we need to feel like we're a unit. We're in this together. Mm-hmm. And I've got your back. And you're going to come first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I like the 2-2-2 rule, too. So making your relationship priority would be a date every 2 weeks, a getaway every 2 months, and 2 vacations a year.
I like it.
Yes. So you have to make sure that you find this time with them and that even on a daily basis or weekly basis, we have these rituals of connection the hot tub, taking your dogs for a walk, a kiss goodbye, whatever it is, that we keep checking in with our partner and letting them know that they're our priority.
Right.
Yeah. So the last one is don't procrastinate.
Yes.
Yeah. So the longer you go feeling disconnected from your partner, the more the tension grows and gets really uncomfortable. And it's the same is true with sex, right? Mm-hmm. The longer you go without having sex, the harder it is to initiate. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to go long periods of time with disconnection with your partner. And I think a lot of people figure, well, we're busy raising the kids, and they put their relationship on hold for the kids. But if you wait too long, the damage might be irrevocable.
I find it's crazy to me because I see this in the fitness world too, you know, about working out and, well, I can't start today because I have to take my kids to school or whatever it is. It's always something like, what are you talking about? But it's amazing how people will schedule time to watch a game. Like Gonzaga's playing tonight. Everything stops.
Wow.
You know, so it's just a matter of, you can take time with your partner.
Yeah, you can. You absolutely can. And one of the things that's really true is that on average, couples will wait 6 years from the time that they know that there's a problem to when they go to therapy.
Wow.
And during that 6 year time, sometimes so much damage is done that it can't be repaired.
Yeah.
So don't, the not procrastinating, right? So oftentimes, sadly, our relationship is at the bottom of our list of things that have to be taken care of, right? All the other things come first. But think about it. The cost of that neglect to your relationship can be enormous, not only emotionally, but also financially.
Yeah.
So really realizing when in the big scheme of things, our energy needs to go to the partner first and family first. So in many cases, when partners feel neglected or lonely, then they find someone else to fill that void. Mm. So when that happens, it can either be the catalyst for reconnection, which is what happens a lot in my practice. There's been some sort of an affair, whether it's emotional or more than that, and they come back in, and sometimes it makes a huge difference, and their relationship grows in leaps and bounds. That's wonderful. But in other situations, it's like, okay, we're done.
Yeah.
So that emotional disconnection is what is the catalyst for affairs.
How do you suggest for people who might be feeling this way right now to approach their partner?
Well, I think that the first thing is to talk about it, right? Mm-hmm. So if you start telling your partner how you feel, I feel lonely, I feel disconnected, that's really where you can say, oh, well, I'm feeling that too. The more that you talk about, okay, what is it I'm experiencing right now? Then it's the beginning of the reconnection. So reflect on what you truly want and make that a focus of your energy and attention. And here's the other piece that I think is important to consider is that in theory, if you've been in love, you can reconnect with your partner.
Yeah.
It's much harder if couples get together when they weren't in love, right? Mm-hmm. They got together because they were pregnant or they may have had a religious commonality but didn't fall in love. That can be a problem. But if you've been in love, you should be able to. But if you let it go too long, there may come a time when the disconnect is past the point of healing. So talking about the pain and the loneliness is the beginning of the path back to each other.
Yeah.
So start with having that conversation. I feel sad. I'm hurting. I'm lonely. I miss you.
Yeah. It's a tough situation, but I think I really like what you said about if you fell in love in the beginning, you can
rekindle.
Yeah. You absolutely can.
Yeah.
Well, this has been great. How can people reach out to you, Jill? Because this is a love topic,
yes.
Not a fitness topic.
Yes. So you can reach me by calling my phone number, which is 208-610-4008, or email. I also have a website. That's easy. Jill Kahn, LMFT, licensed marriage and family
awesome.
Therapist.
Thanks, Jill. Well, you've been listening to Functional Health Radio.